climate change is a pretty simple concept. The climate changes over time, right? Now try explaining that to a first grader.
Let me ask you a different question to start with. What is weather? Anybody know what weather is? What does that mean?
It's Friday morning, and we're in Ms. Anderson's classroom. Challenger Learning Center Curriculum Director Kathy East is standing at the front of the room, holding an inflatable globe.
That's right. So that's what weather is.
Snow.
Right? Snow. We got snow. Yep. So climate is a different word. Can you guys say climate?
Climate.
Climate. Okay. Climate is the weather over a really long period of time. Okay? So like over years and years and years and years, a really long period of time.
Once the kids have at least a rudimentary grasp of what climate change is, we move on to the fun stuff.
We're going to play a game. Do you guys like to play games?
Yeah!
Okay, good deal. All right, well, we're going to play a game about migration. Anybody know what migration means? Have you heard that word?
Here's the basic premise. The kids are caribou, trying to migrate across the tundra from their winter to their summer grounds and back. But they face all kinds of climate-related challenges along the way, like not being able to find enough food, and getting swarmed by mosquitoes. At each station, some of the caribou have to turn back and start playing all over again. By the time the game ends, only about 3/4 of the class has managed to complete the round-trip journey.
Raise your hand if you're still hungry.
Oh,
some poor caribous are still hungry. So migration dangerous?
Now, obviously, this is a game with some basis in real life. Kathy East says Challenger developed the program with Alaska in mind.
Climate change is of course, the really hot topic, so to speak. And there's a lot of funding. There was some funding to be able to come out and teach the kids about climate change, and especially here in Alaska, because that's going to where it's going to impact people probably a lot sooner and a lot faster than it will everywhere else. And so that's how we ended up choosing that, was because that's a current topic, something the kids are interested in, something that impacts their lives on a daily basis.
On Thursday night in the packed elementary school gym, kids and their parents toured experiment stations that explained the basics of climate and the oceans.
There's supposed to be a small cloud in the bottom.
Guys, over there.
Gotcha.
Somehow.
Elementary school principal Lori Scholes was excited to see so many families learning about science together.
And it's fun to watch because I think the parents are getting just as involved in all of the stations as the kids.
That was definitely the case at the ocean acidification station. An electronic meter read how the water's pH changed as people blew into it through straws, releasing carbon dioxide.
Absolutely. I'm giving it my all. Grab a straw. How to go.
At the convection station, the kids were the teachers.
See how it goes faster?
Because
when you do that? Because it heats up?
Because black absorbs the heat.
Exactly.
That's why you always wear white clothes in summer. Yeah. That's why you always wear bright clothes in summer and dark clothes in winter. Lily's getting smaller.
Although the event was literally fun and games, the reality is that science education is a pretty serious issue. Alaska is fairly middle of the road relative to the rest of the United States when it comes to math and science achievement, but that's not exactly a resounding endorsement. The U.S. regularly ranks near the bottom of the list when compared to other industrialized countries. In Alaska, in 2011, only 47% of college-bound high school seniors met the ACT's college readiness benchmark in math. Students did even worse in science, with only 30% reaching the benchmark. At the same time, the number of science-related job openings in the state is expected to increase dramatically in the coming decade. The Alaska Department of Labor estimates 8,000 positions in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics will open up by 2018. So what's the solution that Challenger Learning Center proposes?
The first one says, I like learning about science. If you don't, you circle the frown face. If you're not sure about science, you do the straight mouth. But if you like science, circle the one with the smiley face.
Yeah. Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.